Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chuy.
You know, as we were talking with Jack Matthews the other day, we're saying this is really an exciting time to be in North Texas, to be in Dallas, and downtown Dallas is just taking off, just as Plano and Frisco and everybody else is, too. But this has been a great time for our mayor. Mike Rawlings has overseen some of the greatest development, I think, in the history of the city. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's good to be with you. I've also dodged some big bullets, too. Been a hockey goalie this last year.
Yeah, and it has. I mean, some of it's come back to roost, but, I mean, you walked in, and there's Clyde Warren Park, and there's the Arts District just, you know, finishing up, and then they go off and develop Trinity Groves, and Uptown is just on fire. This is a great time to be here.
Yeah, you know, Dallas is a remarkable place. I mean, we have had compounded growth of over 6% year upon year over year, and that for the last 6 years. So that makes us, kind of a 120 billion dollar city now, and just a few years ago we were half that much. So it's happening all over the city, definitely downtown, but my focus is Southern Dallas. So you've got it in the Cedars, south of downtown. You've got it, as you said, in West Dallas with Trinity Groves, what's happening in North Oak Cliff, and now further south in Red Bird, and we're going to be focused on Pleasant Grove this next year.
And I know another interest, a strong interest of yours, because you and I have talked about this, is the disparity in income and the poor, the growing, with all this prosperity, one of the fastest growth rate is the poor.
Yeah, we have been always leading the big cities in children growing up in poverty. I think a lot of that is because this is where the jobs are and people are moving here. The good news over this last couple of years is we've moved to being number one to number three. It's nothing to really brag about, but we're moving in the right direction. I think we were at 37%. Now we're down at 30%. It's all about education. My mayor's task force on poverty have laid out about four or five key initiatives, and we're making some progress on those things.
Can you influence the schools? I know initially you did, and you worked with DISD, but it seems like, you know, that seems to be a door that's shut all the time.
Yeah, David, you can influence the schools. I can influence the schools. Each and every one of us do. And they're making progress. We've got 85% of our four-year-olds now enrolled in pre-K. We've got only five schools now that need improvement, and we had, I don't know, it was 18 before, so we're making progress there. Now we have college, early college programs in 31 high schools, and so I'm seeing it progress every step of the way. We've got a big hole to dig out of. I'll tell you, it's one of the biggest issues in America, making sure that these young men and women are getting ready for the jobs that are out there. I mean, we're at 3.1% unemployment, significantly low the rest of the United States, and significantly low Texas. But the jobs are there, and they're not getting paid enough, and so we've got to get them educated or get a certificate to make sure they're getting paid the $17.50 an hour that we know there are 40,000 jobs of them.
Yeah, the other great obstacle of 2017 is a police and fire pension fund. And my gosh, that seemed to just, for us, a lot of us just came out of nowhere. And suddenly you start worrying about, you know, the credit authority of this prosperous metropolitan area. I haven't heard about that lately. Am I missing something?
Well, mainly because I think we made a big accomplishment in Austin at the state legislature this spring. We set a new plan in place where the city is going to be funding it pretty heavily for the next 6 years. So that's going to take it out of, kind of bankruptcy immediately. But then we were also able to get majority control on the board. And we put great investors in it, investors that you would know that know how to run these things. So I'm feeling better about it. And we did lose a lot of police officers, older guys that kind of pull their money out of the bank. And so we're rebuilding it. We've got a new chief of police. But that, in combination with the settlement of four lawsuits on a pay referendum issue, has now got the fiscal clouds kind of parting, and I think we're going to get better and better bond ratings in the coming months.
Yeah, you know, looking ahead at 2018, we got a little peek the other day. Jody Grant was by for the show, and he was finally beginning to come out of the quiet phase, I guess, of expansion of Clyde Warren Park, and that sounds exciting. What else is coming?
Well, you know, the Citizens passed a $1 billion bond package. That enables things like Clyde Warren Park expanding. That enables things that we're going to have a large bicycle loop all the way around the city for the first time. We're going to fix our roads. We for the first time have a $20 million for housing for the homeless, which we need desperately. So that was a big moment. So we got rid of the pension fund issue, or we made progress there, settled these lawsuits, and then having that $1 billion bond package pass now, I think we can get down to work and stop worrying about all the finances.
Well, and then we can look forward to 2018. Yeah, Mike Rollins, mayor of the city of Dallas. Always good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.